Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody else, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touched air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You are listening to the Confessionals podcast. I am Jack, the producer, and I'm glad to be here. If you'd like more shows on a weekly basis, go ahead and check us out at theconfessionalspodcast.com/join, or you can just go to theconfessionalspodcast.com. You'll see the join button at the top right corner. Click that button and you can become a member. You'll have access to all of the members' episodes that we come out with every week, as well as any of the old episodes, which there are hundreds of old members' episodes. And you get extra members perks like having access to the app. You have access to any discounts that are members exclusive discounts on the merch store and a whole bunch more. We have a lot of extra stuff that we try and provide for the members. So if you're interested, go to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today. And if you want some Merk merch, head on over to MerkMerch.com. Yes, that's pretty easy to remember. MerkMerch.com is where you can find all of your confessionals apparel, all the t-shirts that you would want, the snapback hat. And we're coming out with quite a bit more in the future here. Very soon, I guarantee you, you're going to see a revamped Merk merch store. And we will let you know as soon as that happens. I know I've teased it a little bit throughout this year. We are still working towards getting the best quality that we can for all of you to have the best confessionals apparel. That's what we want. We want you to be able to rep it with pride. Also, if you want some extra entertainment outside of the Confessionals podcast, which I mean, I don't know who would really want that, but I understand. Sometimes you just want a little extra documentary or some entertainment, and right on MerkelFilms.com is where you can find that extra entertainment. We got documentaries, docuseries, more docuseries in the future coming out this year. There's a lot in store there. So if you're interested and you want some extra entertainment, MerkelFilms.com, go ahead and check it out. Last but not least, we have the Big Picture Prophecy Conference happening March 27th through the 29th. That is going to be at Solid Rock Church in Birmingham, Alabama, with Sandy and Larry Ragland's church. It's awesome. It's going to be awesome. Huge cast of characters that are going to be on stage. That's going to be Joseph Z, Paul Begley, Alan DiDio, and yours truly, Tony Merkel. Tony's actually going to be the first speaker on stage on Friday. So if you're interested in going to the Big Picture Prophecy Conference, I believe there still are a few tickets left for the in-person experience. So if you're interested, go ahead and check that out. The link will be in the description with the discount code Tony. If you use discount code Tony, you get a few dollars off, and that's going to help for only the in-person tickets. If you want the streaming option, you can watch all of the different keynotes and the different Q&A sessions and everything online on the streaming option. All of those things are available at prophecyconference26.com. Don't forget to use the promo code Tony and you get a discount for the in-person tickets. So today we're joined by Nicholas who takes us deep into the Ozarks and into a series of strange discoveries like oversized skeletons, unusual burial sites, and ancient mounds that don't quite fit the official story. He connects these findings to Nephilim, suggesting that they may be evidence of a hidden history that once stretched across America. From ritualistic burials to reports of giants in the late 1800s, the patterns start to stack up. The question is, are these just legends or something real that's been buried and forgotten? So, without further ado, let's get to Nicholas.
All right, today we got Nicholas on the show. Nicholas, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Good.
So, by the topic of what we're talking about today, I made sure I wore my six-fingered logo handprint hat today. So.
just caught that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was wearing a different hat and I was walking down the hallway to come to the studio and we have a coat rack hanging there and I was like, you know what? Let me grab that hat and switch them out. So, you wrote a book called Genesis 6 and the Ozarks. This book is, it captured my attention when you mailed it to us because a couple of reasons. One, I love talking about giants in America. I love hearing the legends of it. And, you know, like we just recently focused on the idea of giants being in Utah. There's these legends that surround America and giants existing in America. And then when you brought up the Ozarks, I never heard of the idea of giants in the Ozarks. And so I was like, that's new. And then I recently, in the last year or so, have had two episodes where both gentlemen described seeing the same creature in my mind, a very large bipedal white creature that both were hesitant to call Bigfoot. And so my spidey senses for the Ozarks is there's that is a mysterious land right there and I'm interested in it. So I'm glad you're here joining me, man.
Well, thank you. Well, and even in the Ozarks, we have Mark Twain National Forest, which there are all kinds of cryptid and Bigfoot sightings all throughout southern Missouri and northwest Arkansas too. So
it's wild. It's absolutely wild. I had those guys on and I looked up a cryptid, I guess, called the Ozark Howler.
Yes.
And I was like, what is this? And it's the only thing I could find that remotely resembled what they were both telling me. But I never saw anything about the Ozark Howler actually being a bipedal thing. All the depictions were of it on four legs. So
it almost looks like a wolf, like a dog man or something like that. Something similar to that kind of species.
The things that I was seeing, it had like these antlers and these guys didn't say they saw something with antlers, like these horns, I should say, not antlers, but they're like two horns, one on each side coming out. But I don't know. Like it's just, the Ozarks has been popping up on the radar recently. And so when you sent the book, it was very timely. I think we got the book shortly after the last recording I did with a guy from the Ozarks.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, let's do this. So from what I understand, let's get into this. Your journey of discovery didn't start stateside. You were more interested in the idea of Genesis 6, the Nephilim, and researching that. And it kind of was a progression that got you to the Americas.
Yeah, it really was. So about 2 years ago, I just journeyed through, I had never read through Genesis. So I wanted to take the time to read through Genesis and see what that had to entail. I read through Genesis 1-5 and I've heard the stories of creation. I heard the story of the flood. But then when I get to Genesis 6, there's this little portion talking about the sons of God going into the daughters of man and creating the Nephilim. And I had never heard about that before. I've heard of like David and Goliath. I mean, you hear about all these different stories in Bible studies, Sunday school, vacation Bible school, but I had and I've heard about the giants in the Bible before, but I'd never really understood the whole conspiracy behind it, that there's actually like, there's a whole story that explains what they were. They just weren't really tall people. And that's kind of, I believe that's what I previously was led to believe and just kind of adopted, is that these are just really tall human beings, but they're something completely different. So I really started to delve into different resources to understand what these Nephilim were. And a lot of the people I used was like L.A. Marzulli. I watched a lot of his content. Tom Horn with Skywatch, Joe Horn. L.A. Marzulli. Timothy Alberino. Yeah. All of them. So the big names. So I guess about a year and a half ago, they came out with a video or a documentary called Angels and Giants, Nephilim and the Watchers. And it was a lot of these big names were in this. And in that documentary, they're explaining how all these different megalithic structures, all these different mounds across the world, these ancient runes that, you know, like these huge cyclopean walls that you can't even fit a piece of paper through the joints, how mainstream will say these were created by the indigenous groups of that time. But the indigenous groups of that time, according to the lore, would say, no, these structures were already here when we first got here. So that it got me intrigued, because according to this, it was the Nephilim that created all these megalithic sites, all these what we call Native American mounds that align up with celestial bodies, that align up with constellations, things in the sky, you know, stars, celestial things of celestial origin. So anyway, I had watched that Angels and Giants and kind of put it away for a bit, because I was like, this is some heavy stuff. Like, this completely, it's a completely new topic. I believed it, but I wanted to digest what the Nephilim were. The fact that fallen angels mating with the daughters of man, a part of me was like, could that really happen? So I just wanted to kind of digest it for a little bit after researching a lot of this stuff. Well, I started to watch a few weeks later, Graham Hancock's Ancient Apocalypse. And I don't know if you had ever seen that or not.
I haven't.
On Netflix. Well, that's from a secular viewpoint. And he poses this idea that there was an advanced civilization at the end of the last ice age that pretty much there was a cataclysmic event like the Younger Dryas, which caused global flooding, pretty much wiped everything out. And at the end of that cataclysmic event, there was an advanced civilization that came out of the shadows, out of the woodworks, and went to different civilizations and helped to spur on civilization again. Well, what's interesting is in that he talks about a lot of different megalithic structures. He talks about different pyramids across the world. And as he is talking about them, he's also discussing the lore that goes along with them. Like, for instance, there is a megalithic temple called Gigantea. I think it's in Malta, the island of Malta. I may be wrong, but it's somewhere in Europe. But there is a lore that it was built by a female giant named Setsuna. And then you also have in Mexico, the Pyramid of Cholula, there was a giant that actually, according to the lore, giants built that pyramid and they hid on top of it to escape a global flood. So
that was in Mexico?
So it was just interesting how watching something from a secular viewpoint backed up a lot of what is said in the Genesis 6 narrative, and how every ancient civilization had a flood mythos. And with all these flood mythos, you also had tales of giants and them building these megalithic sites and them building these megalithic structures. So for me, at what point does enough coincidence come together to say, maybe this really happened? Maybe this, what if this is history actually backing up what we read in Genesis 6? So really watching Graham Hancock's Ancient Apocalypse completely solidified, like, no, I believe this is the true narrative. Like, I don't believe the sons of Seth were the sons of God. I believe the sons of God were the watchers, the fallen angels, came down, made it with the daughters of man, and created these Nephilim giants. And just also, I kind of pose in my book that Jesus tells us not to be unequally yoked, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if this was Seth's lineage sleeping with Cain's lineage, creating giants, wouldn't we still see giants created today? Because there are people who are still unequally yoked. So it had to have been something supernatural meeting the natural to create something supernatural, you know? And the Bible is full of supernatural content. So how does that make, like, I mean, I claim to follow Jesus, who was born of a Virgin Mary, who died for the sins of the world, for all who would accept him. How is believing that fallen angels coming down to plant their seed to mess up the plan of God, how is that any more far-fetched than believing the Holy Spirit impregnating a teenager to create the Savior of the world? It's really not. It takes supernatural faith to believe the words of the text. And so that's where I kind of started me on my journey of the Nephilim. But where it ties into the Ozarks for me is I'm a hospice nurse. I have a wife, 3 kids. We're expecting number 4 this August. I don't really have the means to be able to, I'd love to go see Pyramids of Giza. I'd love to go to Peru, see a lot of these megalithic sites. I don't have the means. Maybe, you know, 20 years from now, when if I retire or my kids are out the house and I have more revenue, yes, I'd love to go see these places. But I wanted to see if there was any evidence that giants were here too. And what's interesting is, I mean, as I've researched this, I don't think these Nephilim giants were just contained to the Promised Land. Like, I believe this was a worldwide thing. They went all over. So what I hypothesize in my book is that with the conquest of Canaan, Joshua went into the Promised Land, pushed some of the giant tribes out. That's where they go through. They start to disperse, maybe go through Europe. That's where they build a lot of these megalithic sites in Europe. And then they then sailed over here to America and started to spread out across all of America. And that's where we get the lore of giants here. Like I said, this is just my thoughts, but it's interesting because when I really started to look at it, the amount of newspaper articles that have claims of giant skeletons anywhere from 7 foot. And I know 7 foot's, it's on the smaller end, but anywhere from 7 foot to 11 foot between the years, the late 1800s to the early 1900s, you had almost over 1,000 accounts of everyday farmers and everyday hardworking people finding skeletons of unusual size, some of them having double rows of teeth, some having 6 digits, some having elongated skulls. They found these buried within these Native American mounds. So it was just interesting. And then in a lot of the reports and newspaper articles, it says that they would go to the Smithsonian. Well, the Smithsonian claims that all of these reports of giant skeletons were false, that they were all a hoax. And I just, for me, I just find it hard to believe that you have over 1,000 accounts of these giant skeletons all going to one entity over the course of 60 years all across America. I just find it hard to believe that they were all hoaxes, you know?
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.